All right, everyone, it's a little late, but I know you're ready for some degeneracy and Bible Black. That's what I'm going to have for you at the end of this week. So, you'll see new stuff next week, and I got a lot planned. Got a lot of surprises, so just wait. It's going to be pretty good. At any rate, let's get started. The bell sounds. The bell marks the end of my morning class. I get up from my seat. I'll be waiting. Psyche leaves the classroom in a hurry. Imari, let's go to the art room. I mention Imari over. Are we doing something? You know how Miss Katami is. Besides, I know you like it. Yeah, I'll go. Then Imari and I leave the room and head towards the art room. The door opens. You're here. As I enter the art room, I see that there's a whole crowd of students already inside. I see some familiar faces from the art club. They're just a bunch of shitheads Katami brought here. They have no clue what's going on. I was just about to start the show. Let's all have some fun until the afternoon classes begin. Miss Katami then brings Miss Takashiro closer. Miss Takashiro is going to give you all an art lesson. It's a very special lesson, too. Right? Yes. Miss Takashiro nods. Her face is flushed bright red. Now I'll leave the rest up to you. I'll just watch. I understand. Miss Takashiro timidly stands in front of the students, starts teaching awkwardly. Oh, look at this. There's a little vibrator thing they've got her on. They've got her attached to her. I like how she's winking there. It's kind of sultry, that little red on her cheek. Show that she's kind of flustered. I like that. Miss Katami and I decide to sit down in the back and watch. We were like parents coming to observe our kid in class. Everyone, I'm going to be the model, so I want you to draw a croquis. Then she starts to undress with her hands, shivering. Undressing. She easily slips off her shirt. After thinking for a moment, she takes off her skirt by removing the hook. Undressing. She lets go of her skirt and it falls down her legs to the floor. But after that, she fidgets and stops moving her hands. Then she realizes Miss Katami is glaring at her, and she starts to slowly unbutton her blouse with her hands still shivering. Whether she's trying to take as much time as possible to undress or she's having a hard time removing buttons because her hands are shaking, it's taking a while for her to finish. It's kind of sexy as she kept us in suspense. As she finishes unbuttoning her blouse, she removes it by pulling her arms through her sleeves. Undressing. She stands still in her underclothes for a moment. Several male students swallow their saliva simultaneously. Now that her blouse has been removed, her huge boobs are exposed, and if you look at her panties, you can see they're really wet. The students lean forward to get a closer look at her crotch area. Miss Takashiro realizes that she's the target of everyone's attention, and her face turns even redder, right down to her ears. It's a closer look there. See, there's a little vibration device. She's embarrassed and won't remove her underwear. Well, keep going. Miss Takashiro is frightened by Miss Katami and slowly removes the shoulder straps and hooks on her bra. The bra that was covering her huge boobs is pulled away and her boobs burst out, exposed to everyone. She then puts her hands on her hips and removes her panties. Undressing. Well, yeah. She drops them to the floor reluctantly. Her wet panties make a splattering sound and stick right to the floor. Miss Takashiro tries to cover up her boobs and pussy with her hands. Don't cover them up! Miss Takashiro quickly removes her hands. All these students fantasize about Miss Takashiro in their minds, and now they're looking at her bare ass naked. Every student in the room is looking at her and breathing heavily with excitement. Miss Takashiro lets them look her over, and they devour her with their eyes. It must be pretty embarrassing to get naked in front of so many students. You should take those out. They might get in the way of the drawing. Miss Katami is speaking to Miss Takashiro with a dirty grin on her face. Miss Takashiro's face twitches at that, but she does what she's told. Mr. Takashiro tenses up her lower body, and two foreign objects come popping into view from her crotch and ass. They come sliding out slowly the rest of the way from both holes. Juice pours out. Two long, thin, sticky vibrators fall to the floor. Well, we don't get to see that. She looks at them, and then puts on a smile to show she's not embarrassed. She starts talking to the students in a trembling voice. Everyone, this is a lesson. It's also how you lose your teaching career. So don't think this is a dirty thing. I want all of you to take this seriously. She finishes talking and sits down in a chair in front of the class. Another great picture here. She's flustered. You notice that. Hand on the breast. Very good, you know, he always makes his women larger than life. There was a complaint of that by one content creator, well, reviewer. I don't think they do that anymore, but they didn't like the fact that Sei draws his women so large. I've always loved it because that's the main focus of a lot of these games anyway, is the women. So, you know, they make them large and detailed, and that's what he did with this game. And Dominance, and Starless, and others, you know. Now everyone, look carefully, and draw. You can look at me all you want. This is a lesson. The students around Miss Takashiro nervously place their pencils on their sketchbooks. None of the students move their pencils. They just keep staring at the bare-naked Miss Takashiro. If you don't spread your legs more, I can't see your private parts. One of the students is complaining to Miss Takashiro. Miss Takashiro seems confused, and she keeps looking in Miss Katami's direction. Then after a moment... pardon. She spreads her legs wide open. Is this good? Miss Takashiro reveals the depths of her pussy to the students and trembles with embarrassment. She's got her... fingers right there, if you haven't noticed. The students get very excited seeing the art teacher spread her legs, and they carefully examine every part of her body. The students look like they might attack her at any minute. Their pricks are swelling up, and it looks like their pants are about to burst open. They all love to study. But they're too excited to draw. Miss Katami speaks as she watches the spectacle. Everyone, you should explore with your hands instead of your eyes. I can't take it anymore. One of the students throws down a sketchbook and whips out his cock from his pants. Then he starts stroking it very hard. The other students follow and start stroking their cocks as well. In no time, every student is masturbating while looking at Miss Takashiro. Everyone, relax. You're using your hands, but in the wrong place. Miss Takashiro looks at all the cocks ready to burst at any minute and tries to calm them down, but once they start, they can't be stopped. There's no stopping them cocks now. Masturbating. Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. No, everyone stop. Take a naked woman, a beautiful naked woman, put her in the center, and say, stop masturbating! I don't know, ain't gonna happen. But Miss Takashiro keeps her legs open and can't convince them to stop from masturbating. Alright, I want you to paint Miss Takashiro with your own colors. As Miss Katami spoke, one of the students shook and reached climax. It's coming! Come shooting out. Yeah! Hot cock juice is shot towards Miss Takashiro's body. Me too! Juice shooting out. At first, After the first student ejaculates, the second student comes right after. Then other students follow along and start shooting out their juices. Juices shooting out. Juice keeps shooting out at Miss Takashiro, and she has no choice but to let it flow over her body. Their juices cover her face and boobs first, and every inch of her body gets sprayed with sticky white cock juice. As they finally finish pumping out their juices, Miss Takashiro's entire body is coated. She just sits there in utter amazement. The thick pools of cum slide slowly down to the floor. The grime and dirt on the floor mixes with the white cum. Instead of sketching, it turned into an ejaculation contest. Miss Katami laughs at Miss Takashiro's soggy, sticky appearance. Okay, afternoon classes are starting. You can do whatever you like with her. I look at the clock and it's already time for my afternoon class. Miss Katami is planning on continuing with this madness until the day ends. The students who were stroking their cocks a moment ago still want more. They pounce on Miss Takashiro all at once. Stop, I'm your teacher. You were. Too late. I'll be teaching you boys sex education from now on. I'll use you as the guinea pig and let these students learn from the best. What? Now stick it inside her. Better than reading textbooks, right? No! Stop it! One of the lucky students gets ahead of the crowd and slams his cock inside her without any hesitation. Look at her. Again, I love the look on her face. Then the student begins thrusting back and forth violently with pleasure, grinding his hips. He moans every time he thrusts as if it's his first time. You can all go ahead and release your milky sperm inside. That's funny. Before learning the proper way to use contraception, you have to experience the wrong way first. So they have to go through the baby and the alimony and everything else. Not the alimony. Child support. It's late. No, please, not that. Don't worry, you can just get an abortion if you get pregnant. The student banging Miss Takashiro blows his load in about half a minute. I said not inside. The student pumps tons of juice into her uterus. If you're finished, let the next person do her. Others are waiting, you know. Still feeling excited, the student pulls his cock out of her. The thick juice pours out from Miss Takashiro's pussy. The next student starts banging her, paying no mind to the sticky, gaping hole. Then the huge orgy begins. They all crave Miss Takashiro's body and keep on ejaculating inside her. The students keep on going and going, and Miss Takashiro takes it without even a second's break. I don't participate and just quietly watch the event take place. I don't feel like sticking my cock inside a sticky, disgusting hole. Pulling on sleeve. After a while, I realize someone is pulling at my sleeves. Amari is trying to get my attention. She's at my side, breathing heavily. Amari's eyes look heavy and out of it, probably because of the drug. She's rubbing her crotch unconsciously. What is it? Minase, I'm getting kind of horny. She's just a nymphomaniac. She's hungry for sex, like just like a bitch in heat. I can't believe she's still a virgin. Can't you hold it for a bit? But Amari keeps fidgeting and looks at me with disappointment. Just then I think of a great idea and smile. It might be fun to have Amari take part in this huge orgy as well. Plus, it's not fair for Miss Takashiro to take on all those students at once. Alright then, you need a dick and these guys have dick to spare. What? You want to do it, right? I'm sure they'll be happy to do you. But you want me to do it with those guys? You just like them. That's not a nice thing to say. You don't like it, tough. Alright. Imari, I've been calling her Mari, but Imari accepts the fact that I won't be doing her, and she unwillingly agrees. I guess she can't take it anymore. Imari takes off her clothes and reveals her well-proportioned body and unblemished skin to the students. Suddenly, the lines for Miss Takashiro get shorter, and the guys head over to Imari. I want you to do me too. Imari murmurs to the students with her body exposed. Are you sure? You want Imari to do such a thing? Psyche grins and whispers softly into my ear. I don't care, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Then I reach out and caress Psyche's pussy through her skirt. You're so mean, Minase. I guess I'm getting used to this sort of thing. I look back to Imari. Imari is just like Miss Takashiro, surrounded by a crowd of students who are ready to attack. Stella's a pure face. I don't know what they did to her nose. The students quickly remove their pants and underwear and reveal their cocks in front of Imari. Cocks of many different sizes and shapes are all displayed in front of Imari. Amazing. Imari looks at their cocks and swallows hard. The students can't take it anymore. They try to get their cocks closer to her. Imari gets pushed back a little due to all the struggling. Wait a minute. I can't do all of you at once, so let's do this in order. Then she starts to suck one of their cocks. Sucking. The student enjoys the act with a distant expression on his face. It looks like he is about to climax any second. But the other students try to pleasure themselves by rubbing their cocks on Imari's hands and body. It's like a pack of hyenas fighting over their prey, and it's not a pretty sight. Wait! The students ignore her words and stick their cocks wherever they wish, using her hands, mouth, and body to satisfy the students. Due to the chastity belt, they can't stick their cocks in their vagina, so some of them use her legs and hair to rub their cocks. The ones left out of the circle masturbate on their own to satisfy themselves. There's no way to prevent them from doing whatever they want now. Imari was being treated like a flesh object, and she let them do what they wanted with her. In exchange for her hands and mouth giving them pleasure, they would happily devote themselves to her. With her senses all messed up because of the drug, she's getting off on all the attention her juice is pouring out from her crotch. The student who is getting his cock sucked begins to moan and ejaculate. Lots of thick cock juice is released inside Imari's mouth. Imari just calmly swallows it. Imari releases the cock from her mouth, but she keeps on using her hands to give pleasure. Juice pouring out. Soon the cocks being stroked by her hands release their pent-up juices as well. Lots of cock juice comes flying out and sprays all over her body. The thick juices flow slowly down her body. Imari keeps on sucking the cocks until they stop releasing their white cum. Juices pouring out. Well, whatever. And then others, masturbating wildly, start to spray their juices on Imari one after another. Juices cover her hair, thighs, and her entire body. By the time they finish releasing their white cum, Imari's body was coated with lots of sperm. Imari accepted all the smelly juices of the students and was staring down at her body in total ecstasy. The ones waiting in the back step forward to replace the students that are surrounding Imari. Now a whole row of new cocks are presented in front of Imari. Imari keeps going without wiping off the juice already on her body. She slowly grabs at the cocks, then strokes and sucks simultaneously. It seems like it's going to take some time for her to satisfy every student surrounding her. I just sit back and enjoy the show absentmindedly. Soon both Psyche and Ito join in, and things get very wild in the art room. The bell sounds, marking the end of afternoon classes. By now there are piles of students on the floor all passed out. Of course they're tired after such a huge orgy. They came again and again in such a short period of time. There's a thick stench of sweat and cock juice filling the room, and there are sticky white pools on the floor as well. I get up and approach Imari, stepping over the students on the floor. My ass! Look at her face there. Imari had her ass sticking out and was moaning while a student plunged his cock inside. She probably got his attention by sticking her ass right in his face since she can't control her excitement. She's been banged by tons of students by now. Rivers of white liquids are pouring out of her and straining her stain her thighs. Emery's getting used to anal sex and she's enjoying it like nothing else. I feel like taking my eyes away from the sight of Emery taking it up the ass and pressing her hips with delight. Maybe I still have some sense of closeness to her. I shake off any feelings I might have and force myself to watch her get screwed up the ass. This is what I wanted.
Coming!
I'm coming! This random guy is banging her and cock juice keeps pouring out of her, looking all bubbly. I'm coming! Amari screams and prepares for climax, then she tightens up her asshole and won't let go of the cock inside. The student with his cock up her ass starts ejaculating right at that moment. It's hot! The student twitches his hips and pours tons of hot milk inside Emery. Emery also trembles and grits her teeth as the juice keeps pouring inside. After the student finishes releasing his juice inside, he pulls his dirty cock out of her ass and falls down to the floor. Emery drops her head and lets herself relax. At the same time, quarts of cock juice taken from all the students who came in her ass comes flying out, splattering down on the floor in a sticky pile. Every time Emery moans, white sticky juice comes pouring out from her ass. She must have gone through a ton of guys since the floor instantly gets covered in white sludge. After she releases all the juice from her ass, she collapses to the floor. She looks exhausted after satisfying herself all day. Miss Takashiro probably had twice as much sex. She's lying on the floor looking absent-minded. She's much worse for wear than Emery. They ejaculated all over her body and cock juice is flowing out of her crotch like a waterfall. She didn't even wipe herself clean between partners and after she was done. Now she's just lying there twitching in a puddle of cum. She doesn't look anything like a schoolteacher anymore. As I watch them, I start to feel excited about all the evil and moral things we've done. I can't go back now. There's no way I can go back living the life I used to. I can only fall down deeper and deeper. Now I have to prepare things for the ritual, so I'll head to the apartment. Come to the apartment after you finish satisfying yourself. I understand. Then Miss Katami leaves the art room. Now that Miss Katami has left, I'm feeling kind of bored just watching the usual performances, so I think I'll do something fun. There's a kanji there. I decide to call out the three members of the swim team, Nanagusa, Kobayashi, and Mikimoto. I have photos of them doing all kinds of fun things. As long as I have the photos, they can't refuse me. Then I mention Psyche over. Can you go to the school PA and get me Nanagusa, Kobayashi, and Mikimoto? They're three girls from the swim team. Sure, but why? Heh, you'll see. Psyche leaves for the faculty room to use the school PA. Soon, Psyche's voice is ringing through the school from the PA. We're looking for the falling students, Nanagusa, Kobayashi, and Mikimoto of the swim team. Miss Takashiro wants to see you, so please report to the art room immediately. After a few minutes, they show up at the art room, still wearing their bathing suits. I guess they were in the middle of practice. The door opens. What is this? I don't know, folks, but we're about to find out. On the next episode of Bible Black. We're almost to the end of it, so we're going to do just short bursts. And some of you guys said you wanted shorter bursts anyway, so if it's more nuke-a-gay and less plot, we're going to do it like that. Alright, so this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner.